You'll have the Macador.
I don't know how. Rob, can you get out?
Aye, probably. But I've got to see you safe.
Tiffany slumped down onto the sand again.
No, I'll never get out.
She looked around. There were occasional changes in the light, little puffs of dust. People she couldn't see were walking past her, dead people crossing the desert. And I'm 11, she thought. People will be upset. She thought about the farm, her mother and father. She wondered if Rob could send a message. But to say what? I'm not dead, just stuck. Thank you for coming, Rob. When you leave, go straight back to Jeannie, understand?
Oh, aye. I've sent the lads back already, but Hamish is waiting for me.
At which point, the door appeared and opened. Granny Weatherwax stepped through, beckoning urgently.
Some people don't have the sense they were born with. Come on, right now.
Behind her, the door started to swing shut, but she rammed her boot against the jamb.
Oh, no, you don't.
Tiffany got up and hurried forward, all tiredness suddenly gone.
Quickly now, and you, Mr. Anyone.
Rob jumped onto Granny's boot before she pulled it away. The door shut with a click, disappeared, and left them in deadlight, a space of grey air.
Won't take long. It's the world getting back into line. Oh, don't look like that. I know this path already, and we don't talk about it, understand?
But you did quite well.
She brushed some grass seed off her dress.
I hope Mrs. Ogg's arrived. I need her recipe for apple chutney.
And light burst in upon them.